This podcast was created for female business owners, coaches, and service providers to answer this question. How can I take what I already know, turn it into a short and simple self-published book, then leverage that book into six and seven figures and beyond? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. I'm Jessica DeBry. Welcome to the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. Hello there. Welcome back to the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. I am so excited to have you here today because in this episode, we're diving in three reasons why 2024, this year, is the year of the author entrepreneur. What do I mean by that? I mean, this is the year that the business owners and the entrepreneurs that choose to write the book and launch the book, they're the ones that are going to rise above the rest. They're the ones that are going to have the visibility and the authority and the built-in credibility like no one else. Of course, you know, I'm a little biased over here. Of course, this is called the Author Entrepreneur Podcast, but I've never said that before. I've never said that this is the year that this is going to be. And I really think we're at kind of at a precipice. Is that the right? I've never used that word before. I think we're at this culmination of a lot of things happening. I don't want to say storms brewing because that's kind of negative leaning, but I think we're at a great opportunity. That's the better way of putting this, for you to be able to take everything that you know and put it into a book and then leverage that book and see the results that maybe you haven't seen if you've put in time into other things, right? Like blogging or social media, Instagram, videos, that sort of thing. And this episode is for you if you've kind of been sitting on the idea of a book, or maybe you haven't had that fire behind you. I want to be your fire. I want this episode to inspire you to make it happen this year so that you can see what happens on the other side. So we're going to talk about the three reasons why this is the year and how you can capitalize it, how you can leverage it. But before we do that, we need to address two quick things. Number one, it's been a few months since I've been here. I just checked it. I think it was September when I last uploaded. It's now January. So long story short, I got busy. I don't know about you, but I've been really trying to adopt the mantra of I'm doing my best. And now that, you know, of course, I'm a mom and I had launched a new program, which went better than I thought it was going to go. I actually sold out the beta launch of a program and I just got busy. You know, I'm at the place in my life where I'm okay with letting things go at the moment. And I want to urge you to do the same, right? If you see that you have bigger things that you're working on, hint, hint, nudge, nudge your book, then let yourself be okay with letting other things go if you need to focus on the bigger picture at hand, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is I want to talk about, I guess I want to address to those of you that are starting a new year with excitement, but maybe a little bit of trepidation. That was me last year. So I really knew that I wanted to come on and record an episode right now because a year ago, and I've never talked about this before, a year ago, I was kind of in a little bit of a, I don't want to say a down state or a depressed state, but I was really feeling defeated. And it's because, you know, although I've always had a steady stream of one-on-one clients in my business, and I'm so thankful for that. I've had a waiting list for years now. I've always wanted to pivot into more leveraged work, you know, more group coaching, more digital courses, that sort of thing, just so I can leverage my time. And last year and in 2022, so 2022 and then beginning of 2023, I had tried to do it and I just wasn't getting any traction. I was launching things. I wasn't getting any interest. Just to kind of give you a little bit of insight, in 2022, I invested thousands into an Instagram guru and I did reels and I was doing stories and I was reaching out via DMs and I was really exhausted because it wasn't taking me anywhere. And then I had put money into ads and that wasn't really panning out for me. And then in January of last year, so a full year ago, I had partnered up with a woman that I really respect and we had tried to launch a group coaching program and it just seemed like no one was interested. And you know what it's like to put your time and your energy into something, be so excited about it and then get your heart broken over no one really, you know, caring about it as much as you care about it. And I was feeling really defeated. And it's difficult when you start a new year with excitement and then all you can think about is the failures that you've had because it makes you double and triple guess yourself and you feel like you can't move forward. But I want to encourage you to pivot your thinking because after I kind of sat on, okay, why did this not pan out? I had this epiphany. I was like, okay, there's a reason why this hasn't panned out. And it's because I need to put my book out there. Like in January 2023, I hadn't yet written, maybe I had started thinking about, but I hadn't yet written Author Entrepreneur, the book that I ended up publishing in April of 2023. And I remembered that I told myself it's not rejection. Like these little programs and these things that I tried to launch, I wasn't being rejected. I was being redirected to what I really needed to do. And that was write the book. But I had been putting off the book because I felt like I didn't have time. And then when I finally told myself, no, you can't do anything, Jessica, until you finish this book. It's like it all became clear for me. So if you're feeling like that, like you've tried a bunch of things and you're kind of feeling let down, put everything aside. Focus on the book. I promise you it will pay off. For me, I launched the book in April. I was able to book a bunch of higher tiered podcast interviews because I had the book. The book went number one bestseller. And then I got invited on some more events and some more podcasts. And then I launched a program which sold out. I mean, all of these things happened because I had the book. So I share that with you to encourage you to be okay with maybe things that didn't work out. Because again, it's not rejection, it's redirection. And anything that you go through that you feel like doesn't work out or feels like a failure, it's not a failure. It's because you're supposed to be focusing on something else. So I'm thankful that all those things didn't work out, because without those, I wouldn't have Author Entrepreneur. And I'm so proud of that book. So enough about me. Let's talk about these three things. Why is 2024 the year of the Author Entrepreneur? So there's three reasons here. The number one big reason is because AI and ChatGPT has made short form content no longer valuable. What do I mean by that? I mean, because of how, if you've played around on AI, you know how it is on ChatGPT. It's so easy. Anyone can write up a blog post, an Instagram caption, an outline for a short form video within ChatGPT. They don't even have to have any knowledge on the subject. And that is, it's really sad, but it's true. It's no longer a super valuable skill to have because AI has replaced that. And I look at what AI can do. And people have asked me, have you used AI to write a book, or do you talk about that? And I haven't. But here's the thing about AI and long form content like a book. No one, and I don't want to say no one because there are people utilizing it, but I think they're not looking at AI for more long form. They're looking at it for short form, like I just mentioned, the blog posts, the social media posts, that sort of thing. And there's this tiny window of opportunity where people are going to be leveraging ChatGPT like they're doing right now for the short form content, but they're not quite utilizing it to write more long form. And by the way, you don't even need to use ChatGPT to write a book quickly, because I did it all by myself without utilizing any of the AI stuff, as long as you have a framework, which I talk about in Author Entrepreneur with my microbook framework. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. So I think what I'm getting at is this is the year where there's going to be so much more noise in the online space, and the long form content, like the books, we're in this tiny little window where you can really shine with something that's long form value add, like a book. And this is the year where you're going to want to take advantage of that opportunity. Because I think as we move forward, more people will use AI to do long form, and that's when it loses its value. But I will say this, I know we haven't really talked about AI a lot in this podcast. I need to do a separate episode. AI will never replace the stories that we have. And I think that that's the true value of a book, right? Because AI is great at strategy. And, you know, because it's utilizing so much data that you can create strategy and teaching points if you want to utilize that within AI or ChatGPT. But you can't replace your stories. And that's where the true value of a great book, a connecting book, comes from. So that's my little sidebird on that. But because that short form stuff is no longer valuable, this is the year where the long form, the book stuff that you're going to write, is going to be a super value add. Now, on that same note, my reason number two is as we get more noise and deeper into the digital landscape, people are craving more offline connection. And if you can find a way to create an offline connecting asset, like a book, like a physical paperback or hardback book, you are the winner here. Because I think everyone is now seeing the importance of unplugging and getting off of social media once in a while and maybe sitting down with a physical book. And that can be your book. How amazing is that? And I think beyond that is that your book can also meet people where they're at. Maybe people don't like to sit down with a book, and that's where you create an audible audiobook. And so they're walking with you outside, they're walking their dog while they're listening to you in their ear. I mean, literally, nothing creates a connection the way that you being in someone's home and in someone's everyday space creates, right? Your teachings, your strategies, your stories, you talking directly to the reader, the listener, your prospective possible future client or customer is a super valuable thing. And in this new year, 2024, it's going to be even more valuable, again, as we dive in deeper to the digital landscape. And then the last point here, number three reason why 2024 is the year of the author entrepreneur, it's because nothing feels as valuable as a best-selling book does to your prospective client. So again, I'm going back to the AI thing, but AI and ChatGPT are now helping everyone make lead magnets and little guides and planners and checklists. And all of that there's going to be more noise around that. And all of that feels like we're competing with each other. But when you have your book, you're competing with no one. You are in a space all your own. And I know for myself, as I move into this new year, I'm going to start adding a book funnel into my space and offering my book for free because it's already a best-selling book. And now it's going to be my lead magnet into my business. Hey, this is a best-selling book. This is what people said about it in the reviews. And this is why you need it. And I know that that's going to stand out way more than just a standalone checklist or a standalone ebook that never actually went live on Amazon, right? Because I think a lot of people are like, well, I'll just write a book and I'll put it up. No, you have to go through the process of actually publishing it, self-publishing it, have it go top of the charts in your categories so that you can use that in your favor when you are launching your book. But also books in the offline space, just like I mentioned, as a value add for when you're going to events, when you're going to other places. I know for myself, every Saturday we go to this farmer's market called Blue Rooster. It's so amazing. And there's a little library outside, you know, where people put their old books. I put one of my books there a couple of weeks ago, Author Entrepreneur. And the woman that picked it up, she actually reached out to me and she filled out my application to join the waiting list for my one-on-one coach work. So that stuff works. Like if I didn't have a book, I wouldn't be able to put it there. One of my clients just got her book listed in her local library. How cool is that? I've had several clients have their books at local bookstores. So that sort of asset is more valuable, again, as we move more into the digital age. And this is the year for you to do it. So maybe I repeated myself a lot with these points. The bottom line recap here is this is your year. This is the year that you're going to make it happen. And if I stumbled over my words, it has been a few months since I've been here. I want to share with you what's coming up next in this podcast because it has been a few months since I've been away, but I have missed you. So in the next few weeks, I'm committing to 12 weeks of episodes, weekly episodes, because I want you to utilize this year as the year that you make your book dreams come true. So 12 episodes in the next 12 weeks. There's going to be three key points in each episode. I love predictability. I don't know about you. So we'll do three key points just like we did here. And it's going to be super actionable insights designed to, you know, motivate and kickstart your author entrepreneur journey. So that's my promise to you. This is not going to be a one and done and then I don't talk to you for a few months because I've missed you. But as we close up this episode, the final thought is make this your year. Make it happen. You got 12 months ahead of you. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. If nothing worked out for you in the past few months, then that is even more of a nudge forward that that's not rejection. This is redirection. This is what you should be doing, making your best-selling book dreams come true so you can captivate that book magic and leverage it to grow your business. I am in your corner. And remember, when you write your story, you change the world. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast. You listen to the podcast, now it's time for you to read the book. Author Entrepreneur is officially a best-selling book, and if you've ever wondered how to make your book dream a reality, Author Entrepreneur will show you step-by-step how to write, launch, and leverage a short nonfiction book that can catapult your business so you can maximize your impact and build a six-figure business, or even start one from scratch. Check it all out at jessicadebry.co/book and make sure to download your free Jumpstart Your Journey bonus author entrepreneur bundle at jessicadebry.co/book or search for Author Entrepreneur on Amazon. See you on the next episode of the Author Entrepreneur Podcast.